Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Friday, July 3rd, and most of you have the day off because tomorrow is the 4th of July, and the federal holiday is being observed today. I have the day off, and I just assumed that that's how it works in America, that you get the big holidays off, and that's standard. But then I looked into it and found something I wasn't expecting. The United States is the only advanced economy on Earth that does not legally require employers to give workers a single paid day off, including the 4th of July, Christmas, and pretty much every other holiday you assume is guaranteed. The 11 federal holidays only apply to government employees. If you work in the private sector, your employer chooses whether to give you today off or not, and roughly a quarter of private sector workers in America don't get paid any holidays or vacation at all, about 28 million people. So the day off that you're enjoying right now should be viewed by you more as an employee retention tool by your employer, not a right guaranteed by your country. So every other wealthy nation on Earth has decided by law that workers deserve paid time off. The European Union mandates a minimum of 4 weeks of paid vacation per year for every worker, on top of public holidays. Austria requires 25 vacation days plus 13 public holidays, which adds up to about 38 paid days off per year. Germany averages 34 total days off. France gets 31, Spain 34, the UK 28, Australia 20, and even Japan, which is on the low end internationally, mandates 10 paid vacation days, which is still 10 more than the United States requires, which is zero. The Fair Labor Standards Act, the law that governs wages and hours in America, does not require payment for time not worked. No vacations, no sick leave, no holidays. That's a direct quote from the Department of Labor's own website. Workers who work on Christmas, Thanksgiving, or the 4th of July are not entitled to extra pay under federal law. Many employers choose to give holiday pay or time off, but they do it voluntarily, and they can stop doing it at any time because there is no law requiring it. The result is that the average American worker gets about 10 to 15 days of paid leave per year when you combine holidays and vacation. Unlike the countries I mentioned earlier, an American worker's time off depends on their employer's generosity, their seniority, and negotiating leverage, which means the people who need the rest the most, which are hourly workers, service workers, gig workers, etc., are the least likely to get it. The assumption behind America's approach is that more work produces more wealth, and at a national level, the GDP numbers do seem to support that. The U.S. has a higher per capita GDP than France, Germany, and most of Europe. But when you look at where the difference actually comes from, the story does get more complicated. The Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis published a study examining why American GDP is higher than European GDP, despite similar levels of technology, capital, and education. The conclusion was that the difference is, quote, due almost exclusively to the markedly low number of hours worked, end quote, in European countries. Americans aren't more productive per hour. In some comparisons, French workers actually produce slightly more per hour than American workers do. The gap in national wealth exists because Americans work roughly 400 more hours per year than Germans. That's about 10 extra 40-hour work weeks per year. Americans are richer as a country because they work the equivalent of 2.5 extra months every year, not because they're doing something fundamentally better with each hour. And then there's this. American worker productivity has increased 458% since 1950. That means a worker today produces more than four times the economic value per hour than a worker in 1950. If those productivity gains had been distributed as additional leisure time instead of additional output, the average American could maintain a 1950 standard of living, working fewer than 10 hours per week. But instead, working hours stayed roughly flat. The productivity gains went mostly to corporate profits and executive compensation, and Americans kept working while every other developed country used their productivity gains to give workers more time off. So I don't think the question is why Europeans work less. It's more of why didn't Americans take the same deal that everyone else did? Today is one of those rare days when a large chunk of America actually does stop. Federal offices, the stock market, banks, and most corporate offices are all shut down, and the economy doesn't collapse. It absorbs the pause and picks back up on Monday. Countries that give workers 30 or more days off per year don't have weaker economies because of it. Denmark, for example, which gives workers 5 weeks of paid vacation plus public holidays, consistently ranks among the highest in both productivity per hour and quality of life. The Netherlands, where the average worker puts in about 1,417 hours per year, compared to America's roughly 1,800, has one of the most productive economies in Europe. The research on what happens when people take time off is consistent. Burnout decreases, mental health improves, and productivity per hour actually increases when workers return rested. Countries that mandate more vacation don't sacrifice economic competitiveness, and workers in those countries report significantly higher life satisfaction. Americans, meanwhile, have a well-documented tendency to not even use the vacation that they get. A survey found that more than half of American workers leave paid vacation days unused every year, often because they're afraid of falling behind, being seen as less committed, or returning to a pile of work that makes the vacation feel like it wasn't worth taking. I totally relate to this. I work for a company that gives me unlimited paid vacation, and I feel like I really can't take a day off because the work just keeps piling up. Which actually brings me to another point, that this whole idea of not taking vacation is the same action bias that we covered in the penalty kick episode. Doing nothing, even when the evidence says that it's the better strategy, feels irresponsible. Taking a vacation feels risky in a culture that treats constant work as a virtue. And the system reinforces itself, because there is no legal floor for time off. Employers set the norm, and employees, who push back, risk being seen as less dedicated than the colleague who didn't take their days. The whole structure incentivizes overwork and penalizes rest, even though the data says that rest produces better outcomes. So if you've got the day off and you're hanging out and relaxing with friends and family, this is what you should think about. You probably have the day off today because it's the 4th of July weekend. The U.S. gives federal workers 11 paid holidays. It requires private employers to give zero. The United States is the only advanced economy that does not mandate any paid vacation or holidays for workers, and roughly 28 million Americans don't get any paid time off at all. Americans work about 400 more hours per year than Germans, which is the equivalent of 2.5 extra months. The difference in national wealth between the US and Europe is almost entirely explained by those extra hours, not by the higher productivity per hour. American productivity has increased 458% since 1950, and almost none of that gain went towards giving workers more time off. Every other developed country used their productivity gains to work less, but America used them to produce more. Whether that was the right trade depends on what you think the economy is for. So enjoy your day off. You're not legally entitled to it, but hope you have fun. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.